Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Jabil, ticker JBL, a major player in electronics manufacturing that's riding the AI wave hard. Jabil has been delivering impressive results lately, with its focus on high growth areas like AI infrastructure, helping it stand out in a competitive field. The stock has shown strong momentum over the past year, but questions around valuation are starting to surface after a big run. Jabil operates as a global provider of manufacturing services and engineering solutions, working with some of the biggest names in tech. It splits its business into segments like intelligent infrastructure, regulated industries, and connected living and digital commerce. Headquartered in Florida with around 138,000 employees, the company has built a massive footprint across Asia, Mexico, and the U.S., positioning itself as a key supplier for hyperscalers pushing AI hardware. Breaking down the revenue picture, Jabil pulled in about $29 billion in fiscal 2025, with intelligent infrastructure contributing the largest chunk at roughly $12.3 billion. Regulated industries added $11.9 billion, while connected living and digital commerce brought in $5.6 billion. Geographically, the United States led with $7.4 billion, followed by Mexico at $5.7 billion and China at $4.2 billion, showing a well-diversified base that reduces reliance on any single market. On the earnings front, Jabil's recent quarter came in strong with revenue hitting $8.75 billion, up nearly 12% year-over-year, and adjusted EPS reaching around $3. Management raised its full-year outlook thanks to AI-driven demand, with gross margins holding steady around 9% and EBITDA climbing to $679 million. This beat expectations and highlighted improving profitability as AI infrastructure ramps up. From the earnings call, leadership emphasized three new hyperscaler wins and expanded capacity in key regions, projecting AI revenue to grow over 50% in fiscal 2026. They outlined a credible path to operating margins above 6% by fiscal 2027, driven by higher value manufacturing and supply chain efficiencies. The tone was confident, with clear focus on sustaining growth amid capacity expansions in India and elsewhere. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets stood at $18.5 billion with strong operating cash flow of $1.64 billion in the latest year. Free cash flow remains robust, supporting share buybacks and a modest dividend. Debt to equity sits around 2.9, which is manageable given the company's scale, while return on equity clocks in at over 62%, reflecting efficient capital use in a high-volume business. For the valuation setup, we're using a forward PE model with high confidence given the availability of analyst estimates and Jabil's growth profile. The current price hovers around $370, while the model puts fair value somewhere in the low 300s. Key drivers include a moderated forward multiple of 20 to account for growth deceleration, EV EBITDA around 18 reflecting industry compression potential, and share count reduction from aggressive buybacks. Strengths include its scale in AI manufacturing and diversified client base that delivered solid recent results. Weaknesses center on exposure to cyclical electronics demand and high debt levels. Opportunities lie in further AI infrastructure expansion and capacity growth in emerging markets like India. Threats involve valuation compression if growth slows and competition from other contract manufacturers. Over the past year, the stock has climbed nearly 79%, with a 40% gain in the last 3 months alone, though it pulled back about 4% in the most recent week. This outperformance versus the broader hardware sector reflects AI enthusiasm, but it also leaves the shares trading at a premium that could limit near-term upside. Shifting to intrinsic value, the forward PE approach serves as the primary engine here, with DCF as support, both pointing to a blended fair value estimate around $300 against the current price near $370. That gap suggests the stock is trading above our rough fair value zone, with limited room for multiple expansion if revenue growth moderates as expected. The model assumes revenue stance stays conservative and incorporates ongoing share reductions that help support per-share metrics over time. My take is that Jabil remains a solid long-term play on the AI build-out. but at current levels, it feels a bit rich for new money. The operational momentum is real, and the India expansion adds real capacity, yet the valuation leaves little margin of safety if AI spending pauses. I'd watch for a pullback toward the low 300s before getting more aggressive, remembering that small assumption tweaks around growth rates can swing these estimates by 20 or 30% either way. All in all, Jabil has the right exposure at the right time, but patience on entry could pay off. Hit like if this breakdown helped, subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.